Among the many exhibitions on display at Sydney World Youth Day is one dedicated to the theme of priestly and religious vocations. Father David Toops is Associate Director of the Secretariat for Clergy for the United States Bishops' Conference. He told Sean Patrick Lovick that according to surveys, World Youth Day celebrations have played a vital spiritual role in helping many young people to discern their vocation.
Every year in the United States, we do a study of the men who are ordained every year, and we call it the Class Of Project. So our class of 2008 and the 10 years previous, 30% of the men have said that World Youth Day was a pivotal turning point for them as they discern their vocation. They came to World Youth Day, they encountered Peter, they saw the Universal Church, they were inspired by other people's faith. They maybe even encountered the Eucharist, the Mass, adoration, reconciliation in a new and profound way. And it really opened them up to consider the call to a priesthood. So it has been pivotal for at least 30% of our men ordained in the last 10 years, the different events of World Youth Day.
And that's why you're here.
And that's why we're here.
That was Father David Toops from the U.S. Another of the numerous exhibitions on show at Sydney World Youth Day is one depicting the life and work of Blessed Mary MacKillop, who is on track to become Australia's first saint. Mary MacKillop was born in 1842 and founded the Order of the Sisters of St. Joseph, the first religious order to be founded by an Australian. Under her guidance, the order established schools and charitable institutions across Australia and was devoted to the care of orphans, neglected children, the homeless, sick and the aged. Sister Mary was beatified by Pope John Paul in 1995. Ruth Townley is a young Australian Catholic who helped organise this exhibition in honour of Blessed Mary MacKillop. She told me more about it.
Mary MacKillop is a fairly important figure here in Australia who I sort of feel embodies a lot of important values and a lot of important qualities for being Catholic youth, and I am part of that exhibition.
And what will this exhibition be actually showing? Will it be giving details about her life, her work?
Yes, it will. It will be giving... What they're hoping to convey is an idea of who Mary MacKillop was in her time as a pilgrim, and who is Mary MacKillop now? What is, if she was a pilgrim today, what would her involvement be? What would her message be?
Ruth has just spent 2 years in northern Uganda helping to rehabilitate former child soldiers who were held captive by the Lord's Resistance Army rebel group there. In the light of this experience, I asked her what message she was bringing to the World Youth Day gathering.
The message that I would take to World Youth Day for the young participants to learn, my thoughts start at two points. One is that my understanding is that when Jesus was born, they were expecting a military leader, a political leader, who would bring glory back to that earthly kingdom. And what they got was a man who spoke his truth, which was a message of love your neighbor, without qualifications around that of, does my neighbor look like me? Does my neighbor worship God in the same way as me?
I was speaking there to Ruth Townley from Sydney, Australia.